A way of invitation this evening, I'd like to direct your minds to Romans chapter 11 for just a few moments. Most of you are aware of the fact that the epistle to the Romans, the apostle, deals both with the Gentiles early in the text, and as he continues, he discusses the position, relative position, that the Jew had in God's scheme of redemption, and emphasized in that that if we are saved by grace, that it cannot be of the law, and because of or as a result of adherence to the old covenant, the old law, or else that would make grace of none effect. And there are a number of different ways that he puts that. But as he talks about Israel, he notes the fact that Israel commonly was in rebellion to God. In fact, you'll notice in chapter 10 in verse 21, we're told that to Israel, he says, "All day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people." Characteristically, that was the case. That's what led to first the Assyrian captivity and then the Babylonian captivity. And with regard to that, the question is asked in chapter 11 and verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? So the Jew considered himself the chosen of God because he was the seed of Abraham. And do we say, as a result of these arguments Paul is making concerning the cessation of the old law and the establishment of this new covenant, that God has cast away his chosen people? And his answer is certainly not. "For I am an Israelite," he said, "the seed of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people for whom he foreknew." And then he gives Elijah as an example. You remember that Elijah had cried out to God as he feared for his life. "Lord, they've killed your prophets, torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life." And as Paul relates the response of God in verse 4 of chapter 11, the divine response was this: "I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal." And so that was to give Elijah that understanding that he was not alone. And the Jew here, by way of parallel, the understanding that God had not wholly rejected his people, but that there is, and this would really touch the hearts, it would strike a chord with the Jews, there is a remnant that remains. But I want you to notice what he says concerning that remnant in verse 5. He said, "Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant, but it is according to the election of grace." Now, what the Jew considered himself to be is the chosen of God. He placed his trust in the fact that he was God's chosen individual as a Jew, as the seed of Abraham. And what Paul is telling the Jews is you can still be the chosen of God, but the way in which God chooses today is not through physical lineage, not by being the physical seed of Abraham, but rather being the spiritual seed. The choosing is by grace. That's what the word election means. When we elect someone, we choose them. They receive a majority of votes. Well, the election of grace basically means those who are chosen to be God's people by grace. By grace, you have been saved through faith. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jew didn't have the right to boast anymore because I am of the seed of Abraham. And he did not have the right to boast because I have kept the law. Now, those who are chosen by grace. So the question is, and of course it's one that we ask by way of invitation, is do you want to be among the elect? Do you want to be among the chosen? Do you want to be chosen by grace? Well, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. There is the invitation that is extended to any individual who believes that Jesus Christ, it is through faith that we are saved. God's grace will save you. If you will respond in faith to what God requires, then you can be saved. And that's a wonderful blessing, wonderful promise that is ours. And so we're offering the invitation to you, if you've never become obedient to the gospel of our Lord, that you will have that saving faith and that you will respond to the gospel call to repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. If you're here and you have done something amiss in your life and you are forfeiting that position and place that you hold, get your life right so that in the end you will be among those who are chosen by grace. We offer you that opportunity. we offer the invitation now. Would you come? Together we stand while we sing.